This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're welcome to join us on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Or you can use our new Discord on-air call-in line, which is available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You'd have to jump into our Discord first before you can do that. But I would say that over the last couple of weeks, we're brand new to Discord. It's worked out very well. We've got over 200 people who've joined within the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
Which makes us the largest libertarian Discord out there, which is really just saying that there isn't much in the world of libertarian discords, apparently. So we've already topped that. And so you can get interactive there, discord.lrn.fm. You can chat with other listeners, by the way. That is kind of the primary thing that that Discord is for. But it's also a voice chat option, so we made a little room just for you to call into the show there. And no, you can't say the F word on the air. That did happen to Daryl earlier as he was hosting Call to Freedom today for Will Coley, who was out over on lrn.fm. So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We got loot box controversy apparently on the way. Did you know that loot boxes could be controversial? Do you know what a loot box is?
It's a box with loot.
Yeah. I almost didn't know what one was until I read the article.
We're going to get into it coming
now,
up here.
If you put an F at the beginning of that, it's a flute box, which is a box that you use to carry your flute.
That is, yep, that's different. So we can talk about that. Also on the way here, the story about the Freedom Index. Apparently, finally, the United States has risen on the Freedom Index. It had been dropping year after year, it seemed. I believe dropping as far down as like somewhere in the 20s.
Number 24 last year.
Yeah, so you're going to give us the updated numbers here.
Correct.
In a little bit. We'll get to that as well.
But
we
actually I will say this. Only one of the countries in the top five is actually a republic.
We will get into that a little deeper here in moments. But first, we've got a special guest on the line with us here. It's somebody who I haven't seen in, I don't know, several years. But I remember him coming to the Liberty Forums and Pork Fest, which are some of the events that happen up here in New Hampshire as part of this sort of New Hampshire freedom movement that has been going on for well over a decade. He's Stephen Cobb, and he's on the line in California. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, welcome to the program here tonight. I actually didn't book you for this interview, but Mark Edge, who is one of our other co-hosts, I guess had been talking to you, and you are a part of the Center for Election Sciences, which is an organization that I encountered a couple of years ago. I encountered them at a hearing that we were at, Daryl, in the state.
Yeah, I was actually aware of the Center for Election Sciences well before that hearing a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. I figured you were, because you are into alternative voting techniques or methods,
yes,
systems, and Stephen, that's what you wanted to get into here tonight, was right? I mean, that's the kind of the reason we're having you here.
That's correct.
All of this? Like, is there something in the news? Is there some sort of thing that made you say, I really need to contact Free Talk Live and talk to them about approval voting or whatever other voting systems you happen to be a fan of?
Yes, for the first time in history, as far as I know, there are two voting reform bills in one state at one time.
Really?
That's in New Hampshire right now.
Daryl, that didn't happen before?
No, the other time there were two versions of approval voting.
Oh,
one was to allow towns to do it, and the other was to have it implemented statewide.
Okay.
This year, there's a bill to allow approval voting, and there's another bill to institute ranked choice voting, which is the fancy new term for instant runoff.
Okay, and that's the one where you write numbers or whatever, you check numbers or something next to the
Generally, they
name.
Don't have you write the number.
Mm-hmm.
You would fill in an
oval of some sort.
Of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
based on, this is my first best favorite, my second.
Right. And now, one of the things that was mentioned
if you
during
have
the
a favorite
hearing,
with these people, I mean, I guess the least offensive. The first least offensive.
Correct. Correct. Now, one of the things that was mentioned, because New Hampshire does have some multi-member districts, and a couple of them are fairly large. The largest elects 11 state reps. And now that there are three qualified parties for the ballot,
the Libertarians,
assuming that all three parties run a full slate of candidates, and assuming anybody petitions on as an independent or, you know, Green Party, Constitution Party, etc., then, and plus you have to have the ballot line for write-ins, 11 of them, because there are 11 spots. You could wind up having upwards of 50 or 60 candidates that would need to be ranked. So coming up with a ballot with all of those ovals could be kind of tricky in such a large district.
Got it. Got it. Now, I happened to be there on the day, it was this week, I think it was.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Where they heard these bills, Stephen.
Correct.
And I've
shared audio with Stephen that I've not yet shared publicly of the testimony from the hearings. Now, Ian, I know that you
the video
did
isn't public
video recording.
Either. That'll be this week.
And the only audio that I plan to release is my personal testimony.
I see. I'll be releasing the entire hearing on video. So Stephen, I mean, what's your favorite voting system? Is it the approval voting? Is it the ranked choice? Because with the approval, for listeners that are unfamiliar, that's just where you check the boxes for the ones that you like, the ones that you'd be okay with getting elected, basically. So it's a lot simpler, it seems. But what do you think?
Well, it really matters on the election you're talking about. So there's no one best voting method. It depends on the organization, the number of voters, the number of candidates, the nature of the decision, whether it's a single winner or a multi-winner.
Okay.
Whether it's repeating over time.
Well, let's look at government, since that's the organization that most people are voting in, and that's the one that
that's a lot harder to change.
These
two bills would only affect government elections. It would not mandate local bylaws, et cetera.
Yeah, my organization does not flog a single method, right? We recommend methods based on the customer, so to speak. So for a large political election, we would tend to recommend approval voting as being a generally very good method. Produces very.
When you say large, you mean large in the number of candidates, large in the number of voters.
Number of voters,
okay,
right? Because it's really enough to say approve, disapprove for each candidate instead of, for example, rating each one on a scale of 0 to 5,
right?
Which is another decent method. You don't need that kind of granularity if you've got a million voters.
What if you only have 1,000 voters?
At some stage, and I can't tell you what that threshold is or the trade-off. But you might like to see a rating of, disapprove, neutral, approve, or strongly disapprove, neutral.
Well, what about something like board account? And for people that might not, I know that you're familiar with the term, and I'm familiar, but I'm guessing a lot of other people might not be familiar. So board account is you would still, use a ranking of this person is, my least offensive, so he gets a number 1. This person gets a 2, 3, 4, etc. You are allowed in board account in most situations to give multiple people the same ranking. So you could give two teams a number 1. It's generally used in ranking college football.
Okay.
So you could give two teams a number 1 vote. You could rank two teams as number 25, but then they would give a number of points. So a 1 is 25 points, a 2 is 24, et cetera, and then whoever winds up with the most points winds up being the winner. So yeah, what were your thoughts on board account for, say, a multi-member district of 11 state reps?
Yeah, that was actually my introduction to voting theory, was board account, and I was enamored with it when I first heard about it. But the devil's in the details, as with all of these voting methods.
Stand by, Stephen. We're going to bring you back here. I presume you have time to continue the discussion.
Sure.
Stephen Cobb is with us here from the Center for Election Sciences. Is there more than one election science? And how is it that elections are scientific? I don't know. We'll get into all that coming up here in moments.
Let's ask Stephen.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm, although we've actually got a special guest on Skype right now. So if you call on Skype, you'll have to wait. If you've got a question for our guest, you do need to call the regular call-in lines at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us and our guest there. Our guest is Stephen Cobb from the Center for Election Sciences. We're going to continue with him. But I also do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, where if you want to go and learn about cryptocurrency, you got to learn about the one that created them all, which was Bitcoin. And go to Bitcoin.com to learn about that and get started on, you know, understanding the basics about cryptocurrency. But if you are not brand new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, Bitcoin.com has those as well, and they've got them every single day with fresh headlines up there at news.bitcoin.com.
Now, here's an interesting headline from a few hours ago. The Arsenal Football Club is partnering with a gambling ICO.
The Arsenal Football Club? Is that from Gunnersville?
No.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to read the headline.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, so we'll... I was just wondering what the Arsenal was. What the heck is that?
It's football... I think it's a European team somewhere. I'll find out exactly. The Arsenal Football Club is a professional football club based in Highbury, London.
Okay. Oh, so it's that kind of football.
Yeah, it's soccer. It's a soccer team.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
I'm sorry. I listen to way too many British podcasts to where just in my head, whenever I hear football club, I know, oh, they mean soccer.
So I don't follow either, and when they're, I get confused all the time because of the same reasons.
So Stephen Cobb is with us here, and he's in California today, actually, with the Center for Election Sciences. Stephen, what is the what's the website for the center?
Yeah, it's electology.org.
Excellent. Electology.org. So we're talking about the different voting systems that are out there. And I guess what sparked this conversation was you pointed out that apparently in the first time in history anywhere, or maybe just in the U.S., there are two bills in New Hampshire that are proposing to change the election system to actually, you know, possibly either approval voting or the instant runoff, a.k.a.
Right. They're calling it ranked choice, which seems to be the new in vogue term for IRV, because over the past couple of decades, there have been municipalities around the country that have implemented and then rescinded said implementation of instant runoff voting. So changing the term, you wind up not having the stigma attached, but it's still basically the same thing. But one thing that's interesting, because there are a lot of forms of ranked choice voting, and they largely have to do with how you wind up tabulating votes after the first round. I was reading up on a method earlier today called the Cambridge method that's used in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that eliminates any candidate with fewer than 50 votes, which means if you've got a small organization and you're using some form of ranked choice, you do not want to use the Cambridge method for determining your winners.
So Stephen Cobb is with us here from the Center for Election Sciences. What is election science? I'm not a scientist, so I'm not sure how this system with which people use to elect gang members is in any way considered to be a science.
Well, we use three methods to analyze voting methods. And by the way, we create some of our own for different purposes. Like the Hugo Awards was created, their method was used, it was created by one of our guys.
What method did they use? I'm just curious.
Oh, it's a. You can vote for as many as you want, and each candidate gets. Let's say if you vote for five candidates, each candidate gets 1/5 of your vote.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. And then
so the more you break it up,
right? So the one of the arguments against adopting approval voting was, well, wouldn't somebody that bullet voted have more power with their bullet vote than if somebody voted for, say, four of the five candidates?
It would seem the opposite is the case.
Not under approval, but right. Under that system that the Hugo Awards uses, that bullet vote would have more power. Powerful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is that's interesting. Right.
Yeah, so we would disagree with that objection that voting for multiple candidates gives you more more voting power. However, the Hugo method does answer that objection. Yes.
Got it.
So we study methods in three different ways. The first is the traditional mathematical way. This is a mathematical science, and we have people who can make mathematical proofs and prove things. A guy got a Nobel Prize once for voting theory Kenneth Arrow. But we also use simulations. So we can generate simulated results.
Mm-hmm.
And with voters using different degrees of strategy, and we can compare how methods perform with whether the voters are completely honest or completely strategic or somewhere in between. And then we also use real-world data. So we've conducted polls ourselves. For example, in 2016, during the general election, we conducted a poll which produced the interesting result that Bernie Sanders was actually the people's choice, if you can believe that, of the remaining high-profile candidates.
I see.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, and we analyze other real-world data. So those are the three methods you can use to assess the performance of a voting method.
So the science is like there's a hypothesis of this voting method is going to be this effective, and then you test it?
Yes, exactly. And every creator of voting methods, and there's people out there who are creating these things all the time, you know, they're enamored with their own creation.
I see.
And they think it's going to solve all the problems.
And they don't see the faults in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys do.
You have to put it out there for the community, and then they attack it.
Well, so one of the big challenges here is actually trying to get the government to even understand some of this stuff. While we were in, again, you'll be able to see this once the video hits, and it will be on the Freekeen YouTube channel.
That's pretty hilarious.
Sometime this weekend, later this weekend, likely, because I'm constantly backed up.
Right.
But it will come out, and you can garner from the questions that the state reps are asking just how flummoxed they are by certainly the one with the ranked choice. That one just seemed to go way over a bunch of their heads. Approval voting, I think, is just easier to explain. It's easier to understand.
This is also not the first time that they've heard approval voting, many of them.
Right.
Because there was the bill 2 years ago, even though there was sizable turnover on that committee, about half of the committee had heard the arguments 2 years prior.
And it wasn't just 2 years ago. This thing's been in front of them for several years, according to one of the bill's original sponsors. I think back in 2011 was when he first put it forth. So this is not an easy thing to do, which is to say to change the system,
right.
Especially the voting system. We'll continue with some of those challenges here, and Stephen Kopp is with us from the Center for Election Sciences here on Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind if you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if you call that number now and you have a question for our guest, Stephen Cobb is with us from the Center for Election Science. Apparently it's only one science, and I got that one wrong, so apologies about that. If you've got a question for him about election types, methods, these different options that are out there, that's what we're discussing at the moment. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to call on Skype or on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, you'll have to wait patiently, and then we can get to you a little bit later. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Want to let you know about MyPillow. It is a great product designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. We've had ours here for a couple years now, I think,
yeah,
at this point, and they're great. You can try one out for yourself because there's very low risk to trying it out. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee where now you do have to ship it back if you don't like it, but they will refund you your purchase price if you don't like it. At MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You'll get your MyPillow at half price with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. And not only is it a great pillow, but it's also washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. In fact, when you first get it, they ask that you put it in the dryer to help fluff it up. So go and try it for yourself. MyPillow.com. It's guaranteed to last you for at least 10 years with a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com with code FTL. Like Free Talk Live. We got Stephen Cobb with us here. He is on Skype from the Center for Election Science. Was it electology.com or .org? I apologize.
.org.
.org.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking at one of the blog posts that you made from 2016, and I sent this via email to the members of the House Election Committee here in New Hampshire, because, again, they heard that bill earlier this week to allow approval voting. And one of the objections, if you will, that was raised a couple of years ago was that, well, if we pass this, then everybody's just going to wind up marking a ballot for everybody, and then, you know, it's like nobody actually voted, blah, da, 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 da. And, well, I'm glad that in late 2016 you guys did this study where you gave people a ballot with four candidates, and you said vote for as many as you like. 81% wound up voting for only one candidate. 15% wound up voting for two candidates, 4% wound up voting for three candidates, and your thing says here 0%, but I'm guessing that at least one person probably marked all four candidates, so I'm just going to say less than 1%.
Well, it would depend on, you know, what kind of an election it is. You know, for example, if you're voting with some friends on where to go for lunch, you know, you might vote for all the candidates because you're okay with all the restaurants.
Right, but again, this is the research that was done by your center specifically about mm-hmm. the presidential election. And we're talking about government elections here
sure.
because these bills deal with government ballots.
In a political setting where you typically dislike many of the candidates, you would probably pretty rarely vote for all of them. Right.
So, right, yeah.
And that basically has the same effect as turning in a blank ballot.
It would, yes. It wouldn't make any difference. Although, not entirely, because when you vote, you're sending a message as well as making the choice, right? You're showing your support for a party.
If you don't vote, then the message doesn't really get out. If you don't mark a ballot, then that message doesn't get out. The only way to get a message out would be to have none of the above as an option. And
correct.
Then someone could vote for that.
Which they do in Nevada, however, it is not a binding option. There have been elections where none of the above got a majority of the votes, and the human candidate with the most votes still wound up being elected.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Bad Slave on the line here. He's got a question for you, Stephen. Bad, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Bad Slave?
You know me, but not as Bad Slave.
Okay, but you called in as Bad Slave, so go ahead with your question.
Bad Slave at the moment. Steve, we talked before, you know, a little bit about some of this stuff years ago, and I know you're still on it. I think that, you know, there are better ways of selecting a better candidate, and I encourage your exploration of that. I think we're probably not going to get very far with that, as far as I could tell.
When you say we're not going to get really far with that, are you referring to it's hard to change the system?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
These guys, you know, this is a very, very I don't know, stuck in the mud kind of conservative realm. And
let's be clear. I mean, how many places, this one you probably know, Stephen, how many states actually use approval or ranked choice voting in their general or primary elections?
States, very few. States. Yeah, you have a couple states that have had initiatives to implement IRV, but they didn't follow through with it for various reasons, because of the expense of the transition, or in the case of Maine recently, their state Supreme Court declared it constitutionally problematic, let's say.
Right, because of the ballot initiative?
The Maine Constitution, yeah. Much like the New Hampshire Constitution, and this was raised during the ranked choice hearing, mm-hmm. they both mention the word plurality when determining election winners.
Uh-huh.
Ranked choice voting requires a majority.
Okay.
So if your constitution requires only a plurality...
So to get ranked choice, you'd have to update the constitution.
Correct.
Ooh. But what about approval?
Voting does not require any modification to majority, plurality, etc.
So that could go through.
Approval voting would be constitutional in both New Hampshire and Maine, and any other state.
And you'd only have to pass it with a vote of the House and Senate.
And any other state with the word plurality or majority in their constitution.
And in fact, I introduced approval voting into the Bitcoin Foundation's voting method, into their voting methods. Yeah, they were using simple plurality voting and suffering from vote splitting terribly.
Yep.
So they had one board election where I think the top vote getter had like 23%, you know, and of course they don't have a mandate or even support. So what was compatible with the Bitcoin Foundation's bylaws was, you know, the majority requirement was approval voting. You can measure that easily, you know, plurality or majority. With IRV, these words plurality and majority don't have a clear meaning. Okay, and also with the other more advanced voting methods, it's not clear what, you know, like board account you mentioned, what does majority mean in that context? I wouldn't even know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Bad Slave, did you have a question? I don't know if we ever even got to it.
There was another question, the answer, you know, again, is kind of obvious to me that it's a problematic thing. And there's all other realms than the whole political thing. And I think the political thing is problematic right out of the box. And so I say to Steve, don't we first need to decide what's a reasonable thing to actually be selecting with a vote, as opposed to how you vote? I mean, I think there are better methods as you described.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about throwing out the entire system, I'm with you there. Thanks, Bad Slave, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen anytime soon. So meanwhile, you know, while people still believe in the idea of government, wouldn't it make sense to have voting systems that actually make a little more sense? And I would say yes. However, getting the politicians to agree to that is going to be a whole other problem, especially given the fact that I think, Daryl, maybe you and like one other or a couple other people were in favor of this. There weren't many people that turned out for the approval voting bill. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Although if you want to get on in this hour, you'll need to have a question for our special guest, Stephen Cobb, from the Center for Election Science at electology.org. In the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're talking about alternative voting methods and systems like approval voting, where people can just check off as many candidates as they wouldn't mind seeing elected. Or the ranked choice, where people will rank based on preference. So one, two, three, you know, which one is your the least offensive candidate, the second least offensive candidate. These are two of the voting systems, and there's a bunch of them, but these are the two that are being proposed right now in New Hampshire. And Stephen, correct, you said it's the first time anywhere that there's ever been two proposed bills in front of a state house. Now, I don't know if that's really that noteworthy, because they're probably both going to get shot down and go down in flames.
Right, but generally, there's only one proposed modification at a time.
Sure, but it's New Hampshire State House has 400 members in it. If two different ones want to put in two different bills, they do, and they have in this particular case. So far, it only took
100 and something years after the government started printing ballots before they introduced two different versions.
Right. And, of course, everything that has been introduced in the past, in the last times that I've been in there watching, have gone down in flames. The bureaucrats or the politicians in this case, they don't understand what it is that they're looking at. They don't really seem to care to understand.
Now, I will say that this time the current vice chair of the committee, who made the recommendation to kill the approval voting bills two years ago, who was not at the hearings 2 years ago, at least she was at the hearings this time.
Right, she had to be there because she was chairing the hearing
in that
particular case. And so we'll see if she proposes to kill the bill again this year, because she was supposedly, this woman is supposedly a liberty rep.
And was also supposedly well informed about approval voting, so she didn't need to be at the hearing. And then when I asked her if she was aware of the Center for Election Science, said, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Had she been at the hearing, she would have heard of it.
Right.
In that case.
And she would have heard from, I believe, Aaron Hamlin, who's the head.
Didn't he drive up from D.C. or something like that?
Yeah. Stephen, you still on the line?
We had him. I don't know where he went. Oh, did I mute him? He's muted. That's my bad. Stephen, you're back with us. Apologies.
I was muted. Aaron Hamlin is the executive director for CES, and he drove up. Jameson Quinn has been up there as well.
So we're hoping that, you know, maybe this thing will have a chance to get out of the committee. But last time, didn't it die with, like, no support whatsoever?
Yeah, correct. 18 to... You have to explain it, well, first of all, in terms they understand.
Right, right.
Which is hard. This is not, it seems simple to those of us who've been in it for a while, but really, you know, everybody else, their first reaction is, but doesn't that violate one man, one vote?
That happened. Somebody came up with that objection.
Yeah, what was the ice cream example that you were given the other day, Daryl? That was interesting.
That was not me. That was the sponsor of the ranked choice.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Right. They were kind of explaining, you know, an ice cream vote where people could vote. But what I suggested afterwards was maybe somebody should actually bring ice cream in and have an actual, like, pass out ballots.
Now, here's
the problem.
You'd
have to get special permission probably to do that, though, I would guess.
I don't know if you would need special permission, but you would need to make sure that the value of the ice cream is less than $25 so that then there's no requirement to fill out an ethics form.
That shouldn't be a problem. Ice cream's not that expensive. But anyway,
right. But there's 20 members of the committee, so you've got to get enough ice cream to feed the
entire
committee.
You wouldn't give them a whole bowl of ice cream. It's
just a demo. Yeah,
you give them like a little Dixie cup or something like that. It wouldn't be a big deal.
Oh, see,
and half of them are never there anyway, Daryl. It's like true. You're lucky if they're the half the committee is there paying attention.
True, and then you know, like you would want the three people sitting in the audience to get ice cream as well.
Yeah, it would be nice. So yeah, I mean,
here you go, Deputy Scanlon. Here's some chocolate vanilla swirl ice cream in a tiny little cup.
That's by the way, you say deputy, it might sound like a cop. That's
the Deputy Secretary of State.
Of State, right? So he's just a regular old bureaucrat that comes in there and usually testifies against this stuff. Although he wasn't testifying in this particular case, was
correct? He did provide informational testimony to the ranked choice bill.
But then he disappeared.
That his informational-only stuff a lot of times turns into, here's all the reasons you shouldn't pass it.
Of course, normally he testifies against these things, but maybe he put in a written testimony that you don't know that he put in, so maybe he did testify against it in written form. We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know. But one of the nice things about being in New Hampshire is it's easy to get to know a lot of these state reps.
Correct.
And actually contact them. And some of them really do listen, and some of them really do, you know, want to hear what you have to say. And that's something that's, I think, going to be refreshing for a lot of people that might have noticed that in a lot of other states, you can't even talk to the state reps. They don't want to talk to you. They've got staff. It's their staff's job to talk to you. In New Hampshire, they don't have staff. The state reps, they have a locker.
They don't even have an office.
Yeah, they have a locker that they can
keep. If they're lucky, they have a locker.
Are there not enough lockers?
Some of them have desk drawers.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what it's like here. It's very, very different than in other places. So, Stephen, why did you end up leaving New Hampshire? I heard you moved here for a few years, and then you moved to California. That seems like the very wrong direction to go in for somebody that cares about freedom.
No, I moved to Berlin, Germany, actually.
Not a very freedom-oriented place.
It seems like
a lot of crypto anarchists out there. You'd be surprised. Your Manchester Bitcoin meetings, your weekly Manchester Bitcoin meetings are as big as our monthly Bitcoin meetups.
Ah, okay.
So
We've got an amazing cryptocurrency community here in New Hampshire. So, I mean, you moved to New Hampshire. Germany's not exactly a warm place. You know, what was it that led you out of New Hampshire?
Okay, because I've got family over there. I've got kids in Russia. My brother's in the UK. So
yeah, okay.
I had various reasons.
Gotcha.
But I'm still focused on New Hampshire. It's, compare it to Israel. You know, not all Jews live in Israel. Not all Mormons live in Utah. But all Jews are very aware of Israel, and all Mormons are very aware of Utah. So New Hampshire is, you know, pretty much now set as the libertarian epicenter of the world.
Good. I'm glad you're still paying attention. I'm glad you're still working for more freedom in New Hampshire. So you would recommend, then, that libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire?
Certainly. It's not for everybody, of course, but... I should set, Everybody should certainly visit New Hampshire. They should attend a pork fest or something. And I recommend biathlon as a something to try out in the winter. It makes the cold season seem a little less scary if you're out there skiing and shooting. So go check out New Hampshire, and you know, you might find it's for you. You might find it's not quite for you, but you'll still find yourself coming back.
Excellent. And was there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience tonight about electology.org, the Center for Election Science?
Well, I should mention that in connection with this, you know, the publicity surrounding these two bills, we're hosting a big panel discussion at the upcoming Liberty Forum.
Huh, okay.
So, yeah, so the 10th of February in Manchester, there will be a 6 or 7 member panel discussion. They cover the spectrum. These are leftists, libertarians, maybe even a conservative or two, politicians. In fact, both prime sponsors of these bills will be speaking. We have theorists, a guy coming up from Harvard, all kinds of people to discuss, and not just these two voting methods, but a few other ones. There's another famous one you should know about called STAR. That's score, then automatic runoff, and maybe a couple more.
Okay.
So, because all these methods have their pros and cons. And in New Hampshire, a big issue is this: these are multi-member districts. These are not single-winner elections.
Right.
So even I'm not convinced of the answer. So
got it.
Highly recommend attending Liberty Forum. And
but many of these options would be better than what we have. It, you know, the current system doesn't give people choices. It doesn't let them feel like they can vote for who they really want. You know, we've been, as libertarians, we've been facing the wasted vote syndrome for as long as I can remember, which is, you know, a long, long many years. And these are both systems that can eliminate the wasted vote syndrome, which, again, is the idea of somebody saying, oh, well, I like you libertarians, but I'm afraid that Trump or Hillary is going to win, so I have to vote for Trump
and,
or Hillary.
You know, one thing, I'm glad you mentioned Trump, because if we had approval voting, Trump never would have won the primaries, let alone been elected president, because his approval ratings were so low. There were people that had much higher approval ratings, but they didn't have that really strong support of people that said, I'm willing to cast my ballot for that person.
We'll see how it goes this year. I know you're going to be watching these closely, Daryl, so
yes.
I'm sure you'll update us as the votes move ahead on these issues. And Stephen Cobb from the Center for Election Science, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Very good, sir.
Pleasure.
Thanks. All right, more coming up here in moments. We've got hour number two on the way. Loot boxes, what are they, first of all? Because a lot of our listeners probably have no idea. And why are they controversial now? It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.